Squamish Nation members celebrated community solidarity at this year's Slow Pitch Softball Spring League Tournament in Squamish, in which they took third place. The Icebreaker Slow Pitch Tournament, hosted by the nonprofit Squamish Slow Pitch Association, SSPA, took place April 25 to 27, highlighting solidarity with a large community turnout and a huge victory for the Squawu 7 Mesh Sonset, Sonset's creator and manager, and Nation Counselor. Deanna Lewis described Icebreaker as one of this year's best tournaments, explaining that whilst the fall tournament, dubbed Fall Ball Season, is when new players are introduced, the Spring League is the literal icebreaker for the teams, an opportunity to bond and gel together. We did just that, and it was a huge statement for our team to do so amazingly well, Lewis said. You have to be 16 and older to play in the tournament, but all walks of life came to watch. Everyone had their babies there. It's such a great fun atmosphere, and IIT was such nice weather. We're actually not used to having that nice weather. Lewis team and its name Sonset were created 3 years ago as an expression of the Squawu 7 Mesh people's solidarity. The logo, a Sasquatch, designed by Lewis' eldest daughter, commemorates Lewis' retired family team name, Wild Ones. The name Sonset, loosely translated to English as thunder, is about representing power, strength, and nobility. A reference to the Squawu 7 Mesh sacred symbol of the Thunderbird. Lewis elaborated on why the Sonset name is in the Squawu 7 Mesh language. We want to let people say, oh, that's really hard to say. And we're like, yeah, but you know, how do we think English was for us when we were learning English? It wasn't our first language either, and so we try to bring up our language in almost everything we do now. SSBA's president, Warriors player, and Nation member Michael Chandler also emphasized the communal solidarity expressed by his baseball family and the spring tournament's overall success, which had up to 1,000 people in attendance and 11 teams playing throughout. Besides Sonset and mixed teams also from Squamish, players came from the Sunshine Coast and Mount Currie, also known as TSL. Squamish has had a lot of First Nation and mixed teams. My team, the Warriors, consists of Squamish Nation players and non-Nation players, and that's why we say we're a big, small family. We all play together, he said. Icebreaker is great for our league because we don't see everyone in the off-season, so it's a good feeling to be out in the field, especially when a lot of work has been put into the tournament behind the scenes. A lot of people don't see what it takes to get something going. Chandler explained that the SSPA's tournaments and community help raise money for the organization's development. Our teams have come together over decades since the early 90s, and we have volunteers building our two fields. The demand for a third field is there, we're just trying to meet with the District of Squamish Mayor and Council to approve it. The icebreaker, as the first term of the year, raises money to build our third field, and we want the community to get behind us. The SSPA are holding a much larger tournament this May, with between 30 and 40 teams set to be playing. You can join or start your own softball team via the SSPA's website, and follow them on Facebook, Instagram, X, and TikTok for updates. Ina Pace is the Squamish Chiefs Local Journalism Initiative, LJI, reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the LJI.